Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in Zach Myers from the great band Shinedown. This guy grew up in Memphis, unless I'm crazy. So, Zach, thanks for doing the show. I appreciate it. I know how busy you are.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm super excited about it. So, I got back from dinner, so I have plenty of time now.
Cool, man. So I got to ask you, so you grew up there in this bluesy town, and I've been there many times. I've done shows there live, and we're on the air there as well. And it's a great town, and I have a good friend that lives there and works there, and it's just a cool place. Now, when you were a kid, were you I knew that, like, Mafia told me that you were, like, a blues guitarist at the beginning of your, like, when you were a kid, right? Like, so you were obviously affected by that music in that city.
Yeah, I mean, for me growing up, like, the first music that kind of hit me to where, like, I felt like I needed to play that kind of music. I was always into everything, but, like, when I was like, I want to actually kind of do this, it was blues was the first thing that hit me, and it's... Obviously, you know, you can throw a rock and hit a great blues guitar player in Memphis. So it was about being young and actually trying to – you had to get good at it because there's so many of them, especially back then. The music scene in Memphis was amazing. So, but, yeah, blues was definitely the first thing that interested me in doing something.
So you – now, were you really, like, touring the world, like, at a young age playing blues?
Yeah, I mean, so I got signed when I was 14, so I started touring right around then. So I'm 34 now, so 20 years ago I started touring, and my body is starting to feel like it. But yeah, so I started touring around the world. Yeah, 14, I went to Europe for the first time when I was 15.
So you're this huge Grizzlies fan. I mean, I have always thought that they had a great club, and they've always mattered, and I mean, they suck so bad this year that I couldn't even believe what I was watching. What happened to our Grizzlies going 22-60? You probably wanted to kill yourself sitting there courtside.
I mean, for me, I'm friends with a lot of the players, so I kind of, you know, I think once we figured out that Mike was out for good, and once we got rid of Fizdale, I was kind of like, okay, well, this is the tank season. Like, it's got to be what it is. And it sucks for a few people. It sucks for these young kids coming into the team. It sucks for Mark because if you know anything about Marc Gasol, like, that guy is a competitor to the bitter end. Like,
right.
he wants to win, and he wants it to be a team win, you know? So for me, it's like – and it sucks for ticket holders, too, because they don't want you to go. You know, they don't want you to tank, you know? So for me – it hurt, but it was like, you know what I did? I just kind of removed myself from basketball during the regular season. Now that the playoffs are going, I'm like, all right, I'm back into it. I'm watching it again. But, like, you know, I would religiously, like, I would have iPads on stage, like, back behind the set, and I could watch the game during the playoffs. This season, I just kind of tuned out. I would go to games when I was home, but I would never, you know, I wouldn't get upset by looking at the scores.
When I was I would do shows there in Memphis, and I would roll down to Tunica, right? That's not far, where all the casinos are.
Oh yeah.
That's where I used to go party, man. I used to hit the limo and go down to Tunica and hit the tables and gamble.
Oh man.
And what is that what is that great old hotel in Memphis that everybody talks about?
The Peabody.
Right. I've been to that thing too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool where the ducks come down.
Right.
Have you ever seen the march of the
ducks? I have. It's crazy. They got ducks walking through the lobby, and people are standing there freaking out. It's awesome.
People go there just for that, which is insane to me.
So did you perform live, like, on Beale Street a bunch of times when you were a young dude?
Oh, yeah. I started – there's an alley. I don't remember what the building was before, but it was – King's Palace was always to the left.
Right.
And now it's Miss Polly's Soul Kitchen to the right, but there's an alley in between those two buildings, and that's where I started.
So my
alley on Beale Street.
I had a producer that moved there, and he taught high school in the hood. So he left New York City working for me for like 7-8 years, and then he moved to Memphis to be an inner city school teacher, and like saved the world. And that's where he ended up moving and living, was Memphis. And I told him how cool it was. And he's lived in New York City his whole life, so he had never seen anything like that. Like, Memphis is real, you know, bluesy, southern, hot as, you know, as hell in the summer. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's crazy. So he's lived down there for a couple of years. I got to ask you, so Mafia told me that you're a big sneaker freak. So am I. So, like, there are certain shoes that I, and you're probably not going to like hearing this, but I'm just going to be straight up with you. There's certain, you know, shoes that I have, that I own, that I love actually more than my family. Like, in other words, like, there are pairs of shoes that I would rather sleep with even at some, you know, some months, some years than my wife. And I would, and when I get certain shoes, Mafia is my witness, I will either do one of two things. I will French kiss the shoe, or like Mick Jagger would, I would, you know, pretty much like start, you know, licking the shoe, or I refuse to wear them ever. Like, I just keep them in the box brand new, and I never wear them for like 2-3 years.
You got to wear your shoes, man.
You think?
They're just shoes. They're just shoes at the end of the day.
I know.
So I have some extremely rare stuff, like extremely rare. So I basically got with Jordan brand like 2 years ago in
March. Right.
So for me, like, I've gotten some amazing, like, great PEs, like the Drake stuff, and I've got the Eminem 4s and, you know, a bunch of crazy stuff. But to me, at the end of the day, man, they're just shoes, you know. Like,
yeah.
I've never, you know, you're in a position in life to where you're never going to need to sell those. So it's not like you're holding on to them for the money. So just wear them, man. Just make sure it's not raining out.
Right.
You live in New York, though, so there's puddles everywhere.
Right.
You got to be careful of that. But, yeah, I'm a shoe wearer, man. It doesn't matter what the shoe is. I'm going to wear it
no matter what. You know? I play basketball a lot, 7 days a week, and I'm always training and playing. And I have shoes that I won't wear because, like, if I wear a new pair of, like, LeBron 15s, I got a couple of them, and, like, the first day I wore them and played them, they were the baddest shoes ever, right? And then, like, some dude stepped on them, and, like, honestly, you can ask anyone. I literally, like, I almost had to go to therapy. Like, I was so upset that some dude had stepped on my new shoes, like, literally put a big mark on them. And, like, a permanent, like, you know, rubber, leather on rubber mark. And I honestly, like, I told Mafia I wanted to kill him. I wanted to get in a fist fight with the guy. I was like, what you did, dude? I just got you $200.
It's funny that you said that because, A, the LeBron 15s are the most comfortable basketball shoe I've ever put on.
Aren't they great?
B, last night is the first time ever in my life, as a joke, Eric, our bass player, we were playing a song called Unity off Amaryllis, and I was wearing the off-white Jordan 1s, the Virgil Abloh Jordan 1s, and he walked over to me, and as a joke, just put his foot on top of my shoe.
Not cool.
That's never happened before in the history of our band, and I was like, it's funny that you mentioned that. He did it last night, and I was like, I just looked at him and was like, hey, man, these shoes sell for $2,000.
Bro.
You gotta put your foot on my shoe.
Yo, go step on one of those little buttons you press for your music. Don't touch my shoes.
Yeah. Honestly. He's been wearing the military Air Force Ones, the zip-up ones, which are actually really
those
cool.
Are badass. Do you, so you collect guitars as well, I heard, that you're into that, too. So, like, what do? Go around buying, like, Strats and Les Pauls and Gibbies and all this stuff? Like, where do you get them?
I mean, for me, like, I started when I was a kid, you know? So, when I got signed, like, my dad would really only let me buy gear because he didn't want me wasting my money. So, I've really slowed down since I've got married and had a kid. Like, I don't buy as many guitars, but, you know, there's definitely a lot that, you know, I'll try to sell some and get rid of some, and then I'll be like, I found one, I gotta do it. So when I was a kid, I made a list of 10 guitars. I have 8 of them now. There's 2 that I still have to get. So if I get those, then I may be done. You never know. But an addict's never done, are they?
No. So let me ask you this question. Zach Myers, the great guitarist from Shinedown with us, you joined in 05, and then by the time you were done, you were the man with the stick. You were the main guitar player. You started as rhythm, and then you took over lead, and several years ago, and it's been that way ever since, and you're kind of the man now with the guitar. I got to tell you, I listened to the album driving into work tonight, The brand new album with the 14 tracks, Attention, Attention. It's coming out May 4th. People can pre-order it now. I've listened to a lot of, like, The Entrance on Octane. We're on Sirius as well, 206. So I used to work at Howard Stern Channels there, and I'm friends with Jose and all that. So I heard some of the tracks on there, but I listened to it tonight, and I got to tell you, I thought from the point of, like, I like Attention, Attention, it's cool, but I thought from the point of Monsters forward, going to the end of the album, from that point, I thought Monsters, Dark Side, Creatures Evolve, Get Up, all like in concert, the album just kept getting better and better from that point. For me, as a listener, as a fan of your music, from Monsters on, I thought it was badass.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, so it's that means a lot. It's for us, it's a concept record, you know, and not necessarily in the traditional sense of like a Dark Side of the Moon or My Chemical Romance, Black Parade, but it's meant to be listened to as an album. You know, it's a story from start to finish. And Monsters is kind of where this person starts kind of turning their life around, you know, and really kind of getting a grip on what's going on. And so from then on is kind of the brighter side of the record. You know, Special's kind of got some dark undertones. Special's the one I'm kind of the most worried about people to hear, because we've always made people feel like they can take over the world and give them this positive message. And I think Special is going to be like, hey. I think people are going to think we're talking to them.
You're not so special after all. I like that song.
You know, so it's like, I don't want people to think we're talking about them, but in a way it's like with this day of digital media, and everybody's famous for 5 minutes, and you know, you got SoundCloud rappers who've got 10 million friends on Instagram with tattoos on their face, and they couldn't wrap their way out of a bag, you know. And it's, you know, it always kind of like, to me, that song reminds me of that. But in the context of the story, the person's talking about themselves, and they're talking about other people, you know. And that's probably one of my favorite bridges on the record too. The bridge to that lyrically is amazing.
Yeah, you're in Tampa this weekend. I think I got it right at the Amalie Arena. Friday, Saturday, Orlando. Then Sunrise on the 28th, which is where the Panthers play. The tour is incredible. And then you join my good friend Sully and Godsmack for the rest of the summer. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even want to ask you how you do it, because playing every night, every other night, I'd drop dead if I were you. But, I mean, I just think it's insane, your schedule. But listen, good luck with the tour. I know you're hard at it right now. And I just had Sully on a week ago. I've always been friends with him. He's a Boston maniac. I love you guys. You're doing great work, Zach. Congrats on the new album and your great career. I'm proud of you. It's cool you do all the sneakers and the guitars. Keep doing your thing. Keep rocking with your wife and son, Ollie. You're a badass. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight. Great getting to know you.
Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it. Let's do it anytime.
There is Zach Myers from Shinedown getting benched.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.